In Paul's letter to the Romans, he asks a provocative question that, well, it goes through my mind a lot these days. The start of Romans chapter 8, Paul says, "What shall we say to this?" That ever go through your mind? What shall we say to what just happened? Who shall separate us from the love of God? Paul asks. Shall persecution, famine, peril, or sword? What shall we say to this? And then he says, no. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And then he goes out on a limb. He says, for I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. He says, I am sure. Well, good for you, I'm not. Well, this is embarrassing, but I met a magician on vacation, and I learned a few things. And I went to magic class that he held while we were, and so I'm thinking about writing the whole trip off as continuing ed. But nonetheless, I've been practicing a few things, and I have a visual for this story, that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And I even have the kinds of cards that old men use when they can't see very well. These are the low vision cards. There's a lot of things about us that are alike. Ace of spades, ace of hearts, they're aces, but they're different colors. And even though there's a lot alike, sometimes we are separated. And let's pretend we're separated as far apart as possible. And we certainly have a lot of things that separate us like that. Top, bottom, separated, right? Well, to make matters worse, it seems that we are politically, socially, religiously, economically, and some of us are Packer fans and some of us are Cowboy fans. We are all mixed up. So we're separated to begin with, and then life kind of fragments us, and yet Paul says, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. It's as though God can reach in and pull us out. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Well, how does that work? Well, fortunately, he also gave us another set of insights. This from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the great love poem. He says, "For I speak in the if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. For love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And faith, hope, and love abide these three. But the greatest of these is love." Love bears, hopes, and abides above all else. Faith, hope, and love abide. Well, how does that work? And how does it help us stay connected? Faith, I think, abides. Faith, I think, abides in the things that we do, motivated at great risk. It is an act of faith to bring a child into the world, to literally bear a child. Faith, love, bears all things. It's an act of faith to adopt a child into your home. It's an act of faith to say to someone and mean it for real, I want to be your friend. It is certainly an act of great faith to take the great risk of standing in a place right like this, looking each other in the eye and saying, I will, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, be it for you and you for me till death parts us. Which is, of course, saying right at the outset, one of you will bear the loss of the other. And the only thing that makes it worth it is abiding love. Faith abides because it is, among other things, a tremendous risk. Faith abides from the energy we receive from our promises. Faith abides because of our promises. Hope abides as well. Hope abides because we're not alone. There's a difference between wishing and hoping. If we were to say, I hope nothing bad happens today, well, that's really a wish. You know, I wish for good things. Hope transcends circumstance. We hope with a forward look that whatever happens today, we'll get through us. We will get through it. Hope abides in community. Now that community can be the town we live in, the church we worship, the people with whom we worship, and certainly our families. When anything happens to us, things that bring us great joy, things that bring us great pain, the stress that's involved with that has to be dealt with. And especially when we're dealing with things that are difficult, an illness, a struggle of any sort. Hope looks forward, not in the sense that, well, we have hope because it'll all be better. It may not. But what we can hope genuinely and truly is that we will get through it because other people will help us. There are people in this room who have been through what other people in this room might be going through sometime later this year. And there are life lessons to be had. And hope abides because we are in the company of others who will show us the way and who give us safe passage. Faith abides in our promises. Hope abides in our community. And according to Paul, love abides overall. Love abides because it is the combination of so many other things. The centerpiece of my wedding sermon, and I only have one, is that love abides because it is the sum of all feelings. Now, you might have noticed that there's a prism hanging right in the foyer, in the archway there. Everybody at a wedding gets a prism, and a prism is a science experiment that shows us that white light is really the sum of all the colors. You can make a rainbow by looking at white light through a prism. And just as light is the sum of all colors, love is the sum of all feelings. And not all of them tickle. So every wedding sermon, in a sense, I remind the couple that if they were to talk to anyone in the room that's been married longer than 10 or 15 days, they will tell you that what you feel right now is awesome and wonderful and you should hold on to it and draw strength from it, but it isn't going to feel this way all the time. And the good news is that any feeling at all is love. Because if you didn't feel anything, that would be the absence of love. The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. In other words, the opposite of love is no feeling. And the fullness of love is all the feeling. So what you're signing up for in this relationship is to experience the fullness of all feelings. Love abides. Love abides as the greatest of these. Because it includes it all. Faith, hope, and love abide these three. And the greatest of these is love. Well, how does that work out in practice day to day? Well, some of you may have noticed that this little mumbo jumbo that I did a minute ago with the Ace of Hearts on the bottom and the Ace of Spades on the top, it really is an illusion. It looks like the cards are being separated. But in fact, they're not. Still here, still here. It is an illusion of activity that keeps us separated. There is a real way to really cut cards that makes a much broader point. The point I want to make here is make the first move love. Watch this. You can literally take the top of the cards where the Ace of Spades is there, put it down. Literally take the rest of the deck and drop it on top. And the first move is love, and I'll show you how. Because it doesn't matter how many times we cut the cards again. We can cut them as many times as we want once the first move is love. And if you look through the deck and find the Ace of Spades, we'll get to it in a second. As soon as you find the Ace of Spades, eventually, you will find the Ace of Hearts right next to it. First move is love. And it calls to mind a much more important part of my wedding ceremony as I conduct it than the sermon even. It's the prayer. There's a prayer that is almost non-negotiable when people come and say, well, what should we put in our wedding? You put in this prayer. I heard the prayer for the first time in a wedding I attended immediately before my own wedding. And I took the prayer from that wedding and put it in my own wedding, our own wedding 17 years ago, and it's been in everyone ever since. And it goes on for a while, but the punchline is this. It's a prayer to God that may they, this couple, may they be found at the end of each day as they are now. That is, hand in hand, thanking you for each other. In other words, whatever the day brings, may the end of the day find them hand in hand, thanking you for each other. Now let me show you the mechanics of how you make the first move, love. What you're doing here, one ace here goes down. The other ace that's on the bottom of the deck is right next to it. And a magician's trick is that no matter how many times you cut the cards, it doesn't change the order of the deck. So that at each day's end, no matter what's happened, you can find them and giving thanks for each other. It boils down to nothing more complicated than this. In any and all things, perhaps in any and all days, when you ask, what shall we say to this? Well, I don't know. But faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And if you make the first move, love, it is the greatest of these. Amen.